Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
So, for your light to shine, you have to position. It's positioning. Say positioning. You can't light a candle and begin to do like this. What will happen? It will go off. So your establishment lies your lightning. Your establishment. We are not established. That is why we can't find a minister yet. I mean, I know we have few Christians that are in politics, but very few. We are not there yet. For you to influence this world, your light must shine. Hallelujah. For you to influence, that means you are on top. Right? For you to influence, that means you are strong, you are established, you are resolute. Lord, cause my light to shine. Many of us, we have bent the rule on many occasions. We know ourselves. We have bent the rules because of what to eat, because of what to wear. Lord, this light will shine. Except you are not in this camp, this light will shine. Makado shalabagadaba. This light will shine. Makado suprekedebo. Likado saprandosha. Likato suprakodobo shikedeyanda mananu segeya. Redogodobogodobogodobo. Lika shikayelabo sahili anaman no shalaba. Brekete gada 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 gada. Brekete gada 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 gada. Rashakata lebaku siriadaba. Retoko soto. He gada 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 bo shalyalaba. Help me, O God, to establish myself in your truth. Reka shakata lebosi. Menenemo ragadabadu shagadaba. He broko soto. Iliana mananu korabadusha. Meka sukre dogodobo shalyalabagadaba. Redo kodo. Reka diselia. Reka debe shata. Reka kakukapulu sikedia. Imenen tokaradobo shahada. Reko soto. Imeka tosi prehendo dobosha. Menen rugodobogodobogo yedobosha. Ibrekete. Ibreketo sokotoya. Ibreketo sapa. Imanono shagadabagadaba. Lia la bagada ba. Ibakatoso brakaya na bosha. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say you cannot put a light and cover it with a basket. Doesn't have impact. We don't have force. We don't have impact because we don't have light. So the pressure has cover. We still have light. And light are in grades. Right? The light you need here is different from when you get to a bigger hall. So impact. Jesus wants us to have impact for him. Kingdom impact. So when he comes back, we are still looking for how to do this, how to do that. And so many other lights. Do you know darkness is also a light? Darkness is a form of light. Right? Bigger light will rule in the day. Lesser light will rule in the night. They are spiritual. Darkness, ignorance is also a form of light. But your light has to shine. That's the impact. That's the impact. I'm going to pray. Everything that pressure my light, that has covered my life up to now, Father, help me. Let them be exposed. It may be a mindset. That is why we have to be established in doctrine. Every pressure that has covered my life up to now, let them be exposed. Likatosa, let them be exposed. Mekashatalaba, let them be exposed. Everything that has put pressure on me, reshakatalaba godobo, mekusa paladusha. Hey, makadusa, are you praying? Reshakadabagadaba, reshakadalabagadaba, reshakadalabagadabagadaba, mekosu prekendosaka. Likotoso brokodobo shata labagudobo sigria. Meka suprekodobo sha. Imbrekete. Imbreketosu prekedebo. Rashikata labogodobo simbregedea. Meka tosa. Igreshata labagadabagadaba. Irekodobogodobo. Rekodobogodobo shata. Ibrendo katosilia namanamo shalaba. Everything that's pressure my life to go down. Ye kalabagodobo simbrekedebe. Redokodoso. Igeshadaba. Let them be exposed. Rashakata labakuselia. Let them be exposed. Rekashata labagadaba. Let them be exposed. Reshika pala supregedebo. Renokoto solobo. Rekodoba godobo godobo. Hallelujah. So the purpose of the light Jesus promised us is to really shine, is to influence. If the place is dark, the way you walk will be conditioned. You'll be careful. But if this place is flooded with light, like the one we have right now, you're going to have confidence. And ignorance will thrive in, devil will thrive in ignorance. Hallelujah. So the light we are praying for is not literal light. It's the person of Jesus. It's to be established with his doctrine. Sometimes I look at, lawyers in the court. Sometimes the way they defend, the way they've read, they know what they are talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you alive in this church? Hallelujah. Alright, 16. Let me read 16 then. I think we go proper into the world. Let your light so shine. I'm reading 16 now. Before men, that's they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So, light produce what? Good works. Light produce good works. Isharire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, can we be seated in his presence? Hallelujah. Pastor Barra, please help me to. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I must tell you, if you are weak in the spirit, talk to your brother. The time that is upon us, the times that is upon us, they are heavy. They are heavy. And it's very, very, it's deliberate. It's in the Bible. Hallelujah. We're in the end time. People are changing what Jesus established. They are changing it. Like Pastor said, can we appreciate Pastor for service? Hallelujah. Once again, please let appreciate Pastor. Bagada Church is 4 years. Can we appreciate them? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anything the Lord is putting in your heart to do, please do. Because time is ticking. Tick-tack, right? It's ticking.
Hallelujah.
So the times upon us is a heavy cloud of demonic activities. It's blowing everywhere, especially in the church.
Hallelujah.
Because he has a target. And we must arise. We must awake.
Hallelujah.
All right, I believe God. Pastor said I should continue.
Hallelujah.
How do I continue on that powerful revelation?
Hallelujah.
All right, let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, chapter 1. Okay. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed hence to teach and to preach in their cities. And now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Please follow me carefully. You know, it's like when you have a time bomb on the planted on the floor. Sometimes the way you walk, when you walk carefully. All right. Who is speaking here? John the Baptist. All right. We know John the Baptist as one of the strongest prophets in the New Testament. One of the strongest prophets in the New Testament. But something happened. He heard Jesus' works. He heard Jesus' fame. He was getting reports.
Hallelujah.
How do you know the social media that is in vogue at that time? He was getting reports. They were telling him Jesus is there healing the sick, you know. And he sent two of his disciples. I'm in the prison. We've met now before this time. They've talked. He baptized Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So he sent two of his disciples to Jesus. And it's very, very, very fundamental. This is a question that comes from his heart. In Koton Dulok on the lay, I'm in the prison. And Jesus is out there eating with sinners, attending parties. Bro, I baptize you. I baptize you.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to look into your life. There are times you have encounters, strong encounters. There are seasons in your life you have unusual encounter with the Lord. There was a particular year, many years ago, maybe 15 years or so, you know, still growing the Lord. I have the sensation, like Pastor used to say, for like a week, like a current. Then I spoke with a brother, same brother, B.S. Tope. He's now a pastor.
Hallelujah.
There is a reason why you pray when you are on campus. There is a reason. There is the only D. Hallelujah. I believe the UK members can hear that. Only D. Hallelujah. So, there is this current in my head for a week. Then I was confused because I've never experienced that. Then brother told me, don't worry, you are good. Hallelujah. So Jesus, John, had an issue with Jesus. He's getting a feedback from every corner in that city. But I'm in the prison. John the Baptist was faced with issues that concern his life and his work. Because when they're about to give birth to John the Baptist, it was an angel that initiated that conversation. Do you know the word that make me be afraid? John, in the womb, baptized his mother. Right? When Mary stepped in, you know, baptized his mother, and he prophesied to Mary. So John the Baptist is not a small boy. He's a prophet of prophets. Hallelujah. So you may be going through challenges. The reason why I tell my story, you may have had unusual experience in the past. And you are having another one right now. I begin to, okay, what is happening to me? I have this experience 15 years ago. The Lord told me this. He showed me this. I experienced this. Then why is this? It can question your belief. That is why we have to be solid. Our conviction should not be, you know, I usually paint this picture whenever I'm opportune to speak to anybody, to a friend or so. Conviction is like a bunch of broom. Broom, can you break it? You cannot break it. But for you to get there, you have to gather it one, right? Two, three, four. So it's not a day. To build conviction is not overnight. It's going to take time. Hallelujah. And that is the goal as a believer. We have to be strong. I'm not saying you will not cry. That's not what I'm saying. You will cry. But you have to be convinced beyond the cry, beyond the emotion. He loves me. Hallelujah. So he was bothered about the issue facing his life, his work, because his work has this stamp of heaven. John the Baptist's work, it has the stamp of heaven. So he was confused. John was looking for something. Why is my life like this? My friends in campus that I will help, they are working in better places. But what is happening to me? Hallelujah. All right, let's continue to read. Like I said, I want you to follow me closely. And Jesus answered and said unto them, his disciples right now, all right? Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Let's continue. The blind receive their sights, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. So he was telling his disciples, see. So to confront the situation you are going through right now, the answer is with you. See, what did Jesus do for you 7 years ago? That's the answer to give to the devil. I'm talking to you right now. Because it seems God is not faithful. It seems God is, where is God? There's a book. The title says, where is God when it haunts? I've forgotten the title. The author. Where is God when it haunts? Sometimes we are confused. Sometimes we can't put it together. This is me on fire, on campus. This is me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a building. Hallelujah. You are a building. Praise the Lord. Again, the scripture, please. Go back to verse 4. So he said, go and show John again those things which you have hear and see. So it's not far-fetched. The answer is with you. The answer, we allow our emotion to overshadow and override the answer. We allow what is going around us to overshadow the answer that we have. That's the answer. Look at them. The blind can see. And when you look at Jesus' response, it's very coded. It's coded. He didn't tell him that, okay, because what do you expect? What do you expect? Jesus at that time has some fame, right? He's famous. Can I just speak to one of the who is in custody? Please, John is my cousin. I know him very well. They can work it out, right? But he said, go and see. This is the answer. This is the answer. Hallelujah. I'm afraid everywhere is quiet. So the answer is with you. If you can listen, I'm telling you. How do I know? You have Holy Ghost. How do I know? You have the Bible. No, tell me, what else? What excuse? What other things? Distraction. Hallelujah. There are plenty distraction that we couldn't see what the Spirit is saying to the church. When I say church right now, I'm talking about you and me. The noise is so much that it has overshadowed what the Spirit is saying to the church. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, say, he who has ear. So what should be our target? The noise. The mirage. Hallelujah. So our faith is deliberate. It's deliberate. So I want you to tell yourself, I have the answer. The Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, the government of heaven is resting in your spirit. So what is he expected? Take action. Do something about it. Hallelujah. So when you have the kingdom, when you have all the power that you needed to execute a particular work, you do it. You do it. That's why we pray for light the other time. The counsel of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus answered John by deeds, not words. Not words. Go and show him. Can you see? This is evidence. This is not theory. Okay, wait for 2 minutes. Oh yeah, receive. Go and tell him. So what has Jesus done for you? I'm very sure as a believer, there are moments in your life that Jesus did something for you. You know this one is Jesus. This one is not science. This one is not human thing. This one is Jesus. So that's the word. That's your weapon. Hallelujah. So John the Baptist, as think about it, if I have Jesus out there, popular, influential, and I'm here. Like I said, Jesus, John the Baptist is not a small boy. He's not even a boy. He's a man of God. And I was checking the meaning of deeds in the Bible. Deeds are evidences. Alright? Well, can you give me another word? They are proofs. Any other word? Please help me. They are works. There's something that is act. There's something like this. Proof. Evidence. Hallelujah. Before that time, Bible was talking about the works of Christ, right? That should be chapter 1 or chapter 2. Let's go there. Matthew chapter 5. Now when John had heard, no, go back. Works of Christ. I saw it just now. In verse 1. Is it in verse 1? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what are the cause or what are the causes of certain questions about your confidence in Christ? Why are you asking a particular question? Of course, it's not bad to ask a question. Sometimes when I was studying about questions, one of the purposes of questions is also for you to know that you understand something. You want to know more. Okay, the workers, okay. Thank you. You want to know more. All right. So why do we ask certain questions about this faith that we have? With all the evidences that we have. Hallelujah. Do you know what I realize in this scripture? It's distance. Distance. So I was looking for the meaning of distance. And I believe there is no actually distance. There is always something between us. Actually, it's not just void. There's something. If we can bring maybe a powerful instrument to check this, there's something between us. Physically, there's something. You see a particle. So, it's not actually space like that. Hallelujah. So, space. And what are these space? They are distractions. There are distractions. Too much. May God help the generation to come. If we are battling with this way, I fear. for the next generation. If with our fatherly and manly wisdom we are battling the way it's going, I fear the next generation. So your distance between you and Christ will cause certain question. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was in prison. I want to believe that John the Baptist also declared by his own words that I may reduce, I may decrease, and he will. I just believe that's the end of his, that should be the end of his ministry. Because the prophecy about him is to be in the wilderness. So how did he come to be in the palace? I'm still thinking about it. He has this clear cut instruction about his ministry. Even what he will wear is stated. What he will be eating. Wow. Wow. You can't have such details. He got clear instruction of what he will be wearing, what he will be eating. Do we have more? Where will be? So how come in the palace? Maybe that one is not in the Bible. But I read that one. I read that in the Bible. Where it should be, what it should wear, and what it should eat. Hallelujah. So I believe when he pronounced that, you should have just joined Jesus. There are unnecessary things should happen to you, except you distance yourself from Jesus. And there is no distance. You only have something in the distance. It will fill up. There is, you know, because of, sorry, the kind of work I do, say, don't think again. It's not possible that you not think again. Okay, you are right now, stop thinking. You'll be thinking about what I said. It's not possible. So there is no void. There is no empty. There is something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I believe we will close early today. Hallelujah. So do not allow space between you and Jesus. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me. Me, I can assure you I'm following Christ. So follow me as I follow Christ. So when you allow distance, other things will set in. Other things that are not in the budget, we set in naturally. Because I'm still studying why John the Baptist should be in the palace. Because the kind of clothes described for him, he should not be in the palace. That kind of clothes, not a palatial cloth. Hallelujah. Even Jesus was talking about him. He said, what do you see? What did you go there to see? All right? So, allow not distance, distraction, or anything you can call it, to be between you and Christ. So how do we prevent? I just have one recommendation. How do we prevent space between us or church? Us and church. Psalm 119:105. Like I said, there is nothing is actually void. Nothing is void. Are we there? Psalm 119:105. There's a song. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet
and the light unto my path.
I can sing small. Hallelujah. So, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So, if you don't have lamp unto your feet, so it means washing. How do I say that in? You will miss the road. So there is a road. There is a road allocated for us. We can't walk anyhow, except we are not here. You can't walk anyhow. And what is the light? The word. You can't walk anyhow. You can't dress anyhow. Sometimes I'm confused. You can't dress anyhow. You can't dress anyhow. I saw a man of God, I believe, I will not mention him. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. He had this funky... He said he tattoos his body. I mean, he's a prophet. He has the gift. Very sharp. Say nothing concerns you about the way I tattoo my body. It's wait for myself. I have this understanding about ambassador. If you're an ambassador of a particular nation to another nation, you represent the totality of that country you are representing. There is a certain way I cannot dress. Sometimes I like to dress a certain way, but I can't dress because I am representing a nation bigger than me. They sent me here. So we can't just walk anyhow. There's a path. Hallelujah. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Hallelujah. So the word of God keeps your heart aligned with Christ. The word of God keep your heart, because okay, the distractions, I mean, name it, you're on Instagram, you are feeding your mind. And to be honest, so many things we see, so many things. It pops up unconditionally. You can't, sometimes certain things you can't control when you're on the internet. Especially if your workouts do, we have to be online. So if you don't have plenty of the word of God, all right, combating with that thing, that one will prevail now. It will prevail. You know, the kind of work we do, I mean, my work, we have to rehabilitate. If you're addicted in one hard drugs, sometimes when you stay around, you'll be smelling what they are taking. You are not taking it all. When you stay around, secondary smoker. I witnessed one recently. That one drinks. Of course, because of our work, we have to always cancel and all of that. I just stay with him. He didn't drink, but the one he took sometimes ago is still gushing out. When you understand alcohol, there's a way alcohol can just mess up you. Just be smelling alcohol, even no matter the perfume you use, you still get it. You get that horror. So when I came back, I was saying, I said, so I didn't use, I went somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we rise up this morning? Go and tell John. The blind can't see. So the answer is with you. The answer is with you. It's not far-fetched. Sometimes you don't need a prophet. It's a gift to us. It's a gift to the body of Christ. But sometimes, if Pastor Benga is not around, and you can't reach any pastor, so what will happen to you? What will happen to you? So you can't even call any brother. Maybe something happened. You can't just call, and you want to make a particular decision that is going to affect your life. It's going to affect other people. You have the answer with you already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring Pastor Wumi help to finish this damage. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Tope. God bless you. Hallelujah. Today I started on a very different note. And I sense that this all started from when Pastor began to teach on the voice to the churches. And I have a feeling that this will not stop now. This will go on into our month of fasting and prayer. So you need to just buckle up. You need to just buckle up. I was reading Matthew chapter 5 that Pastor Tokwe read, and from the Message translation while he was teaching. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Ambali gadabo shekete belegedebo sukatabali gadabo sunta librali gedeboze. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Message translation. I was reading it from the Message translation. Maybe I should read from my hand, right? Okay. He says, here's another way to put it. You are here to be light. There is only one assignment that the Lord has given us. It is for us to be light. You are here to be light. So when God said, let there be light in the beginning, he wasn't only speaking Jesus forth. And that was why he made us in his own likeness. Because when we come again, we are coming as light into the world. So he was only showing us an example when he told Jesus, let there be light, and there was light, and the void and the emptiness in the world was resolved. And it was with that confidence that the Lord said, let us make man like us, so that we have more light. So that there is little room for emptiness. There is little room for void. There is little room for darkness. So that we can eliminate darkness in entirety, in totally, totally. You are here to be light. Bringing out the God colors in the world. The different flavors of God. The different dimensions of the Spirit. The different dimensions, the different manifestations of God. Pastor was talking about seeing God this morning as our God, as our Father, as our Savior. You are here so that the world can see the different flavors, the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. God did not make us to hide us. God does not dwell in secrecy. God does not do anything small. I know there are some family members that you understand when you have a wedding. Then you tell your people, in my family, we don't know how to do small things. There are some family like that. If you just want to celebrate a one-year-old birthday, it's not their fault. They don't know how to do what they call bonkele. They don't know how to do something little. Before you know it, the mother has called for Ashwebi. It's a one-year-old birthday. They've put canopies and tents all over the place. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We all have the tendencies. God is not a secret to be kept. That's why the Bible says that you are the light of the world. I didn't make you a light in your home. I didn't make you a light in your village. I don't like to do things small. So when God brought us forth, he brought us for the world. Hallelujah. Please put up that scripture we're still on it. He says, we are going public with this. As public as a city on the hill. Please go on. This verse is actually very loaded. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket. Do you? I am putting you on a light stand. Please go on. Kandabali kadabo shakada. Now that I have put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine! So everything that is holding you back is holding you back from shining. Because when you shine, then the devil loses his grip upon the earth. Because when you shine, then darkness has no more space again. Because when you shine, you are fulfilling the God mandate upon your life. He said, you are there. Tell yourself, I am there. The only reason you are not shining is because you have refused to shine. And that's what Pastor Paul was talking about this morning. The distractions, the legitimate concerns, the reasons why we feel you can't do it. You feel it's too hard. I was talking to a girl yesterday when we went for evangelism, and I said, this thing not hard like that though. She said, eh. She said, no, ma. I said, it's not hard though. To be born again, it's not hard. Just tell Jesus, I want to follow you. She said, hey, just that. I said, yes. Just tell him I want you to be my savior. Lead my life. She said, hey. Ah. It's just that. We put too many things around us that make us feel like we cannot advance in Christ. I have put you there. You have been positioned there. You have been placed there. God has put in us everything that we need to shine. Even if you look at the King James Version, it says, shine. Give me that same passage in King James, verse 14. Just move straight to verse 14. I know we've had a number of prayer sessions today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read from Amplified verse 16. It says, let your light so shine. You, let your light shine. You, let your light so shine. What God has done, he has put us as light in the world. So for you have come into Christ, you are not without light. But the intensity of your light depends on how much responsibility you have taken to ensure that your light does not only shine, but it so shines. When you have a lantern, I remember those lanterns we used to use, then you could lower the intensity. You could increase it. Even these torches that they make for us now, there's level one, there's level two, there's level three. What level are you on, and what is holding you back? I want you to pray in the spirit. I am not a secret that the Lord intends to keep. The Lord has positioned me already on a hill. He has placed me on a light stand. And his expectations for me is that I shine. From this moment, I pull down everything holding me back. I pull down every distraction. I pull down every distraction, every veil that I have allowed to cover my light thus far. Every legitimate concern that I have allowed to overshadow me, I pull them down in the name of of Jesus. Today I take responsibility for my shining, and I declare, I speak over my life. I say, allow me shine in the name of Jesus. I shine in the day. I shine in the night. I shine in my going out. I shine in my coming in. I shine in my place of assignment. I shine at work. I shine in school. I shine everywhere I go. Because I have the mandate upon me to shine. I take my position on the light stand. And I declare, Likataba Shakataya, that from today I shine forth, that men may see the glory of the Lord, and men may come to the rising of this light, that the kingdom of heaven may be glorified, that the kingdom of heaven may be glorified. Akatabazukatakatakataya. I respond to the command of the Lord this morning. The command to shine. The command to shine. The command to shine. I respond in faith this morning. And I say, Lord, I open up my heart to you. That from this moment, I begin to shine. I begin to shine. I begin to shine. That the Gentiles will come to the rising. That the Gentiles will come to the rising of my light. Yakataba shakata. Rakataba sukataya. I refuse to be covered up with addictions. I refuse to be covered up with shame. I refuse to be covered up with the sins that beset men. But I stand on the rock of Christ. I take my position as the righteousness of God. And I declare, because I have what it takes to shine. Today, I declare that I shine. And alakata, rakata balakataya, rakata basukataya, embelekete belekete boz, embelekete bozekete, rekete kete kete kete, rekete bozukata balikataya. In the book of Luke, Pastor Tope mentioned the book of Luke, the story of the birth of John and Jesus. And you know, when you mentioned it, I just remember the meeting I went for in Akure. When the angel told Zechariah, your wife will be with child. I don't know how Zechariah passed that message to his wife. Because before he left that place, he became deaf and dumb. So he probably scribbled on paper or something. But whatever it was, Elizabeth was a woman of the spirit. So she got the message. Bible records that immediately Elizabeth knew that she was with child. She went into hiding for 5 months. And I went to check. When fetus develop, the first 5 months are critical for the baby. The Lord says he must not touch alcohol, Rafat. The first 5 months of the fetal development is where the baby develops appetites. If this child will not drink alcohol, I have to keep him in a secret place in the first 5 months, so that as he's developing appetite, he is developing in line with the spirit and the mandate of God upon his life. So the first 5 months she went into hiding. This was where the boy, the baby, will begin to develop the major organs of the body. Begin to develop the major senses. Begin to develop appetite. So she went into hiding. And if you go through, I think it was Mayo Clinic that helped me. From the 6th month, the baby begins to respond to sound. The baby begins to respond to touch. The baby can respond to external activities. Because Elizabeth had an understanding that by the 6th month, when the angel of the Lord went to Mary, and Mary went to Elizabeth, it was the same period that the baby could respond to external activity. That was the same period that the baby would need to be baptized in
the spirit. So as Mary approached her, because the baby had been kept in the secret place the 5 months, with Elizabeth, she understood the season that was upon her. She understood the times. She understood the assignment she had. She knew she had to be prepared, because the word of the Lord said he will be baptized with the spirit from the womb. There was no time. So she prepared him the first 5 months. And by the 6th month, when the time for the baptism came, the baby in her womb was already prepared. Such that the moment Mary saluted, the baby lived. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elizabeth. There is a season that the Lord is opening upon us as a church. And we will not be ignorant of this season. Every word that we have received is for our preparation, so that when the Spirit is unleashed, so that when this season is opened up, we are already prepared like John from the womb. And when the Spirit comes, when the salutation of heaven comes, we will leap. Pray in the spirit as you begin to incubate again. I recognize the spirit. I recognize the season opened upon me. I recognize the season opened upon me. And I stand in the place of preparation. I stand in the place of consecration. I stand in the place of preparation. As a church, we recognize that a new season is open upon us. Light me up
like menorah. Light me up like a candle.
Spirit of the Lord, for every heart that is open before you this morning, let your fire drop. Let your fire come upon every lamp that is lifted before you this morning. Let your fire come. Let your fire come. Rekatakata, rekataba zakata, ekataba zukata, embeli endeboza, rikatakata, rekataba, eshekute balikataya, embeli kadabo zukata, akataba lakadabo zakata, balakadabo shakata. For every prayer heart I hear this morning, let your fire begin to drop. Let your fire begin to consume. None will live here weak. None will live here feeble. None will live here weak. None will live here tired. None will live here weary. Let your fire begin to transmit energy and strength into everyone here this morning. Begin to receive fire upon your prayer altar this morning. Begin to receive strength in your inner man to stand in the place of prayer and to tarry before the Lord. Thank you.